Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Stand with Ukraine and pray for us. Help us. Close the sky over Ukraine. Please.
Ukrainian Americans gathered outside the White House to call for more support for their homeland as Russian forces build strength in the eastern part of that country. Ukraine accused Russian forces of carrying out a massacre in the town of Bucha amid reports of civilians lying dead alongside roads and in mass graves. Russia's defense minister denied the allegations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia's withdrawal from the north is slow and cautioned many dangers remain.
The first one is that the bombing may continue. The second is that they are mining all this territory. Houses, equipment, even the bodies of people who were killed. There are a lot of tripwires, a lot of other dangers.
A White House spokesman warns the invasion is far from over and promised continued military, economic, and humanitarian support. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said the administration continues talks with European allies about tightening sanctions against Russia. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump argued at a weekend rally that President Biden's handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan opened the door for the conflict.
This invasion of Ukraine would never have happened if I was in the White House, not even a chance.
The Senate Judiciary Committee today takes a step towards the first black woman joining the Supreme Court when it votes on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination. Full Senate approval could come as soon as Thursday. Jackson's expected to be confirmed, given the support of every Senate Democrat, along with that of Maine Republican Susan Collins.
She clearly had the credentials, the experience, the qualifications, and the integrity that I look for in a Supreme Court justice.
Jackson's confirmation would not change the court's makeup, with six justices generally voting as a conservative majority. The House might vote this week on a small business pandemic aid package to help restaurants and other hard-hit industries. The $55 billion cost would reportedly be offset by unspent money from prior relief packages. First Lady Jill Biden joined the president Saturday at the commissioning of the USS Delaware, a nuclear submarine.
The state of Delaware has loved the Bidens and cheered for us in most of our triumphant moments. It has carried us through the darkest times in our lives with a kindness that asks for nothing in return.
The First Lady is the sub-sponsor, a role intended to bring the vessel luck. A native tribe in Virginia has reacquired more than 450 acres of sacred land. Phones Cliff is the ancestral home of the Rappahannock tribe. It will be placed in trust with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and open to the public. In 1608, the tribe defended the cliffs against Jamestown settler Captain John Smith, although they were forced from their land 60 years later. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.